ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Star 102. It's Tuesday morning. It's July 22nd. EMC's good morning. Gen 2, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
A lot of sunshine expected today. Warming things up around 80 degrees, back to 90 degrees tomorrow. Cool driving in. Had the windows down. I was ready to roll.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, a nice early
cool
morning window down?
Morning today. Like, if you had the windows down, which I had the AC on, I did not have the windows down. I was thinking about that. If you had the windows down or cracked a little bit, you probably had a nice sleep last night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious.
Nice
you know how you
crisp,
ever cracked
yeah
a little bit?
Sure.
It was like
fresh
one of those
air.
One of those mornings where you wake up and you think, ooh, I probably shouldn't have had it cracked because it's a little bit too cold.
Yeah.
But you had a nice, you know, nice sleep.
Nice cuddle up sleep under those blankets.
Oh,
yeah, that feels good.
I bet that was a good one. I missed out on that, but a little cool morning. So we, several things to get through today. They are definitely Halloween bullies. I just stuff all over. I mean, what's going on? PSLs dropping.
It's a lot.
Halloween.
It is a lot.
We are used to this. We are Cleveland's Christmas station when the time is right, right? You know this by now. That's not time yet. I understand that. And we get into that where it's just raining Christmas things in October. And we're getting kind of used to this. I'm not used to this with this holiday. Is this new? What's happening?
I don't know. It feels like it gets earlier every single year. You're right. They are kind of Halloween bullies, aren't they?
They are. This is happening now. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I have someone that wants to rip me about something I did when I was on vacation. That's coming up after the guest.
That's always fun.
So he's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope, which is also in a box that is locked. That's how the game works. We take one guest a day. We would love your guest for the day. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to get the envelope.
Yes, dead guy in an envelope. What's your guess?
Tony Bennett.
Not Tony Bennett. Apparently, I did something wrong on vacation. That's next on Star 102. I think he's going to let me have it. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. You know, it was off. You called me on Thursday and Friday, right? For Dead Guy in Envelope.
I sure did. You were delighted about that.
Well, I was the only person. I'm the only person that knows the name of the envelope.
It's really, I hate to say it this way, and I feel like you said it yourself. You did this to yourself. Like, if you won't tell us who's in there, every time you're off, we're going to have to call you.
That seems to be the case. So, all right, you wanted to say what?
You know what I couldn't believe, Tim? You are terrible on the phone in the morning.
I don't know how I feel about it. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
How you feel about what?
This time of year, I don't know how I feel about it. As in, I'm excited. I'm torn. For example, We play a round of Cleveland, how much do you make later on today, right? Mm-hmm. We play it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's a great game. Mm-hmm. We have so much fun with it. You remain anonymous. We ask you a couple of questions. We try to guess your base salary. Nobody talks about the base salary. We do on the show. But up for grabs, and this is going to be a great time, it is a four-pack of tickets to the Cuyahoga County Fair. This is where I'm torn. The fair is a good time. But that also signals the end of summer.
Oh, I hear you.
I'm not ready for that.
Listen,
give me that heat. It's going to be 90s tomorrow, 80s today. The sunshine this summer has been warm. It has been sunny. Give me more of that. I like the fair and the funnel cakes and everything else and the birch beer and all the whatever and the rides and everything. I'm in, but I just a little soon.
I don't know. So in addition to that, yesterday leaving work, I don't know, sometime between like 11:30, I'm driving downtown past Progressive Field. And I heard the loudest, most terrifying. No, actually, it was, I heard it twice because it was right here by the radio station. Do you know there were like,
snappers outside?
Air show planes flying over downtown. And that's what it sounded like. I'm like, what is going on? There is like a giant plane. I'm like trying to look out the window of my car. What is going on? And then I looked it up online and there were planes flying over yesterday. It was so loud and scary because you know, when the air show is almost here for Labor Day weekend, they do it like that week.
Right.
I don't think I've ever heard it that early, but I had the same thought. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's too far away. No, it's too far away from that. It's going to be here before you know it.
It will be. And you know what else will be here before you know it?
What's that?
Those pilots and all those fancy pilot gear.
They are fancy.
It, map room.
You have indicated that.
All the single pilots. Oh, look at me piloting. Very good looking.
If you were a single
pilot. Look at them
pilot,
with their fancy eyesight.
If you, know, you were a single pilot, you would do the same thing.
I thought about renting a pilot suit when I was single.
Seriously?
Just to see if it worked.
Here's a spoiler alert, it would work.
Which plane do you fly? The B-137?
The B-137. It's a good one.
Yeah, so there you go.
Right, by the way, if I met you at the map room and you told me that, I would literally be like, oh, I heard that's a nice plane.
Yes. So did I. So did I. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. I always feel like there should be maybe a little disclaimer before Stevie on the socials. Whatever she mentions will end up on your TikTok account.
Yeah.
I was DMing you yesterday where we were talking about yesterday shows up in the account. Like if it is not, which is great. It's fantastic because it's always something tapped in. It's always something. Maybe you've heard of it. Maybe you haven't. That's the point of this. Stevie on the socials, find out what's going on. Maybe something you missed or something that you've seen that is trending. So what do we got today, Stevie?
I kind of hope this doesn't show up on your feed because I don't know why it's all over my feed, but it's all I've been seeing and I did not ask for it. There's been a lot of those AI videos. I think you were talking about, was it glass cutting?
Yes, the fruit glass.
Yeah, I've seen those. That's more ASMR. This is not ASMR, but it's still AI, and I don't like it. But my whole For You page, just like on Saturday, was these types of videos back to back, and I was so annoyed.
Oh, boy.
So I just want to know if anybody else has seen these.
Great. Now, I think that's a fair question. Maybe we've seen it too. All right. That is next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
We've talked about different types of AI videos that we see on our For You page. I know the glass cutting fruits and like all the like ASMR aesthetic ones are very popular.
Love them.
And I see why people might like those. But this style that I've been seeing all over my feed, I don't know where it came from, but they are obviously AI generated, and I don't know why my TikTok feed decided I need to see these, but it's basically animals competing in the Olympics, but it looks like
what?
The actual Olympics.
What?
Like it looks like that, like you're actually watching the Olympics.
Okay.
Like the exact same scenario, but it's like a zebra diving off into the water and then
what?
Doing flips, or
no.
Like a horse doing a gymnastics floor routine.
How is he
doing shot put? So,
what?
See, I watched these horses doing it. Some of them, they did good. Some, very bad.
Wait, if a horse is doing gymnastics, are they on their back two legs or are they on all four?
They do both. They start on the four, and then they're flipping around, and then they're
using, like,
up,
their front legs,
then,
like arms?
Anybody else see this? I'm very intrigued.
So am I. I've
just
never
seen
this.
See everything
you escape them.
What is happening?
And
I haven't
real.
Seen this.
Like, it looked like, obviously, are fake they- because it's, a zebra jumping off the diving board, but, like, the whole background... The whole thing looks just like the regular old Olympics.
Okay, I have another question. Are they wearing clothes?
Yeah, some of them.
Like Olympic clothes.
You know, one was like, one of the horses was like fully an American flag. One was wearing a tutu. One was wearing, like, some didn't have clothes. It was a variety.
So it's all, so this is like a subgenre on TikTok? Like, people like to watch animals participating in the Olympics?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't like it, but it's all I see. But the comments, people were really, they were picking the horse they wanted to win. And there was a clear winner in the one I watched. But,
I really need to see this.
It's not that I want my feed to be all of that, but I'm intrigued. I want to see
something.
It.
It's something.
Because I'm very curious. Like, do the horses have facial expressions? Is their mane long? Do they have it in a ponytail?
When I watched, there was a clear gold medalist and silver medalist, and I wanted to know if there was going to be a ceremony, too, to follow. Didn't find it. Just more animals doing more Olympics.
It's so weird how they make these AI people and creatures and stuff, because just yesterday, I love the glass fruit, yes, but just yesterday, I came across a whole new world of AI. And look, all I'm going to say is there are dragons involved.
Why are there always dragons involved? Your books have dragons that are making out. Now you have dragons apparently on TikTok.
No.
I don't know what is going on with you and dragons.
No, the dragons don't make out in the books. However.
Did you like have a dragon back in the, once upon a time?
No, but I kind of wish I did, the way that these riders bond with them. It's really special.
Oh my God. Exactly. What is
it's
happening?
It's a mental bond. It's a mental bond.
In 3.5 minutes, Jen and the Dragons.
No.
On Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen and the Dragons.
I just finished the fourth Wing series, which, by the way, has two more books coming. I didn't know that. I thought I was finishing the whole series. There's only three so far. Really annoying. All of a sudden on TikTok yesterday. Feels appropriate. I'm scrolling through and I see my book coming to life. Like, I see the dragons. I see the characters. I hear the voices. I'm like, what is going on? So there's a TikTok account there were several that brings them to life. So like, it's the dragons and their riders and all that. So then, of course, I start deep diving. And I'm talking about the fourth Wing series. Anyone that's read The Empyrean and the Onyx Storm and Iron Flame and all that, you'll know what I'm talking about. And a lot of people have read it. Tim.
216-343-1021.
Before this, what got me into this, and by the way, this is our coworker Christy's fault. She's the one that made me read these, and I'm obsessed. I will fully admit it. A Court of Thorns and Roses had 5 books in it. They also have live TikTok versions of those. So you see Farrah, you see Tamlin, you see Rhysand, and they all came to life and they show all the courts and literally these things that you've created in your mind have now come to life via AI on TikTok.
So you don't even need to wait for a movie to be made.
I know.
It's just made for you.
What's so funny is you say that, Stevie. At first I saw that. I'm like, oh my God, they're making a movie out of it, or they're making a series. No, it's just somebody on AI that created these. Really?
I don't think I like AI. It's just too
really.
Much.
They're so realistic.
And they're getting too good at it.
It's so insane.
No, they are. They're getting too good at it. Absolutely. In the meantime, I'm going to look for giraffes and pole vaulting. I can't believe this hasn't shown up on my TikTok yet.
Why aren't you looking for dragons?
I'm not. I'm going to leave that to you. Jen and the Dragons. That is your arena.
So good.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 59 degrees in Willowick this morning. That's our Star City. These are the three things you need to know today. It was a win for the Guards at Progressive Field. Beat the Orioles 10-5. They play again tonight at 6:40. Chips Ahoy has teamed up with Stranger Things for a new cookie from the Upside Down. The cookies are made of a chocolate base, fudge chips, and have a red strawberry-flavored filling. The first time a fruit flavor has been combined with a Chips Ahoy. You'll be able to get them in stores beginning on August 11th.
I like that they're the chewy. Those are the better of the Chips Ahoy.
I don't know that I've ever had a chewy. I like the regular.
Plain ones. Those are too dry.
Oh, they get so good in milk. They absorb the milk really well.
Because you need it. Because they're dry.
Yeah, because they're delicious in milk. They're made for milk.
They're dry.
They're good.
Chips Ahoy. Yeah. There are a bajillion other chocolate chip cookies in general that are better than a Chips Ahoy.
But they're very tasty. Yes, I agree. There's better cookies, but a Chips Ahoy.
And also this strawberry, it says it has a little crunch. Like it's chewy cookie with a little strawberry crunch. I'm a little nervous.
What's the crunch?
I don't know. It's not like it's crunchy, but it's also, they said they go out of their way to say it's not chewy like a Fig Newton all the way through is how they describe it. So I don't know what the crunch, it's not like it's a snap, but there's some type of crunch. So I'm a little, you know,
so
like
it was
chewy with the consistency. I'm a little nervous about this cookie.
The cookie is chewy or the cookie is crunchy?
The cookie is chewy, but the, is it strawberry?
Strawberry.
The strawberry interior has little resistance.
I feel like you're making that up.
Not making it up.
All right. I swear we've never had this happen with the show before. Ted Lasso season 4 has started filming in Kansas City. I'm so excited about it. They were so final about that season 3 that was the end. And then all of a sudden we're getting, and like Jason Sudeikis was gone and maybe some of the other characters would do a spin-off. It's officially coming back. Like they're all there.
Wait, I'm very curious. And do we know who's coming back?
Well, yes.
And we're different. It's a little different spin, right?
Right.
Yes.
So,
which I do like.
Jason Sudeikis is back.
Okay. That's
officially.
Great. Right.
Hannah Waddingham is back.
Which is amazing.
Amazing.
She has to be.
Juno Temple, who plays Keeley.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
I did not see. You would have to think Brett Goldstein's back. He has to be.
I don't know. They have named him. They have not named him.
Oh.
This is the point.
He's my favorite.
Well, I mean, ridiculous.
He's my favorite.
Ridiculous. And really, and one of the characters that I think makes or breaks it because, I mean, this could go several different directions.
And they did announce like new members of the cast and they were just names I didn't recognize. So when I was putting all this together, I didn't put their names in the story just because I didn't know who they were. But they're filming now in Kansas City. They are going to go to London to film more. And this season, he's going to be coaching women's football.
You remember when I almost stopped watching that?
Yes. And
because it took a minute to get going
like
season
you
one.
For a long time.
You did. It was probably five episodes in. And I said, I do not get this Ted Lasso. I do not understand it. I understand your character building and whatever else. And all of a sudden, I don't know if it was episode 6 or 7. Boom. So just if you happen to be that person, continue on. Really, really amazing. Great storylines, great character development, great relationships. That was one of those shows you really want to make sure you check out.
It is well worth the journey, and we are so excited we're getting a season 4.
80 degrees, 90 degrees. It's perfect. Perfect Halloween weather.
Is it, though? I can't believe that Halloween has vomited everywhere in retail. And tell me this. Do we say this every year? Is it this time every year? Why every year does it feel earlier? Because this was maybe 2 weeks ago now. I was at TJ Maxx / Home Goods in North Olmsted, and they had gigantic Halloween displays in the back. And you know what my problem? Yes, I feel like it's too early, but then I feel like I am the perfect targeted consumer. Because what do? I want to buy everything.
I feel like this is new.
This early?
Yeah. Agree or disagree? I would love to know if you are noticing the same things that we are, that this is already out and has been, and we might be late to the game in full force. If you've noticed that, or if this is new, I feel like I haven't, not that I'm the one that's out shopping all the time, to be perfectly honest. I'm not the one that's out shopping all the time. I feel like this is early. Is this not early?
I agree. It feels early. Not only is it in stores, it's also online. I feel like I get targeted online, and there is one item every single year, this one item comes out for Halloween, and I swear they create a frenzy around it on purpose. I have never purchased it, but every year I want to get it.
Is this going to be the year?
I don't know. It's probably out of stock. So I'll have to like stock it online to try and get it.
Is the price point good or is it outrageous?
No, it's not. It's expensive.
Okay, so it's expensive. It might be out of stock. You haven't purchased it yet, but maybe this is the year. Is that all?
Every year I want it. Yes, okay. That is all accurate.
All right, we need to know what it is. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
It's Skelly. Do you know what Skelly is? The giant skeleton that you put in your front yard from Home Depot. And every year, they come in stock at some point, probably this time of year, and there's only so many of them. One of these, so I bet 3 or 4 years I've seen this as a thing, right? And they say, oh my gosh, it's online right now. And 1 year, I went online to Home Depot. It was there. It was available. By the way, it's $349. $349.99.
I think Yeti has a Skelly.
Does he?
If I remember
correctly. Oh my God, they're so cute.
Yeah.
I mean, they're gigantic.
They're cute. They're massive.
Massive. Do I need this? No.
You're like you're going to get a bird's nest in Skelly, like right in the ribs somewhere.
Seriously, 1,000. Or a snake will live in him. I don't know. Also, there's so many issues with Skelly. Like, where does Skelly live? Not during Halloween. That is a storage issue.
Yeah, does that break down? Does somebody have a Skelly? Do we have a Skelly? Yeti, maybe you're listening. There has to be, because they are around. And then I also feel like, and I don't know if you've seen this, so Skelly lives for a certain amount of time, and then Halloween Skelly is done. Or
yes.
Is Skelly done? Because I have seen then, all of a sudden, a Santa hat end up on Skelly, or Skelly holding a turkey.
Yes.
Like there's other reasons to keep Skelly up there for three months.
There are definitely people that are year-round Skellies. Uh-huh. There's even by my house, there's people that have I can't even believe I'm about to tell you this. It is a skeleton version of a chicken or a rooster of some sort. And it's not small. It's like, it's not as big as Skelly, but I bet it's every bit of like, I mean, it's how tall is that? Like 5-6 feet tall.
Okay. And they in the front yard?
Yes, in the front yard. And they leave it up. And I mean, it has it's a chicken or a rooster or something. I'm going to have to look it up.
A skeleton rooster?
Yes. And they leave it up. It's up all year. And I don't know if they dress this one. But there are ones.
This is Westlake. You can't have a skeleton.
No, that's actually North Olmsted.
You can't roosters in Westlake.
It is on Stearns Road in North Olmsted. And if anyone drives Stearns Road, you know what I'm talking about. It's between Lorraine and 480. They have a skeletal chicken of some sort.
Okay, so this is a two-part question.
I know we're getting to something else.
I know you did. I need somebody with a Skelly to call. I want to know how that breaks down.
Yes.
And if you keep it up for multiple seasons. And also, where did you say it was? North Olmsted? Or did you say?
Yeah, between Stearns and Lorraine, there's a house with a skeletal chicken of some sort.
We have the best listeners ever. Doesn't have to be the owner of this Skellarooster. I need somebody to give us a call and confirm. Just say, yes, this exists. Or does it light up?
Tim, that's a great question. I feel like either it lights up or they have like a light shining upon it.
Last question, and then we'll get to the call. Does it look like they built it or was it purchased?
No.
This is a purchased item.
I'm going to have to Google this and find it for you.
This?
It's so,
rooster.
It's good. I mean, I don't hate it.
Is it scary?
Yeah. I mean, it has giant circular black eyeballs that are scary.
216-343-102. I really don't know what's next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. This is as close to a rooster as I can find. A skeletal rooster in North Olmsted.
Yeah, it's on Stearns. It's between Lorraine and 480.
Are you sure this exists?
Listen, Sandy just sent us a message, Jen and Tim Show Facebook. She writes, the bird skeleton is real on Stearns. It's in their front yard. Yes, it is. It's up year round. Elizabeth says,
bird skeleton. Okay.
I pass the stupid rooster every day on my way to St. John's. I don't get it. No, it does not light up.
Wait, do they keep this up year round?
Yes.
They do?
Yes. And here, I can't even believe we're getting it.
Wait, is this Halloween related then?
It's Halloween. Look, here's a picture of it.
Year round?
So first of all, that's what it looks like, okay? It's like a skeletal rooster. And
it's very Nightmare Before Christmas looking.
It's right in their front yard. But I noticed this because just down the street a little bit, on the opposite side, there are people that have a metallic chicken. That is it's not Halloween related. It's like red and blue and yellow.
Where do
it's like right in there, in like the mulch of their front of their house. It's almost as tall as their house. And I was telling my brother who also lives in West, like, there's a metallic chicken on Stearns, you have to look for this thing. Well, then all of a sudden, the skeletal rooster pops up. I found it online. I found the skeletal rooster. It is more than Skelly, which is stunning
to me.
It is
not more than Skelly. Because Skelly was there, 300 plus? No way.
Skelly's $349.99. This, I'm surprised. I feel like Skelly should be more.
All right, I want to guess the price. We're going to guess the price next. I also, so is there a reason for these? As in,
the rooster?
Do they keep critters away? Is it a decorative piece?
It's a decorative piece.
All year long, you have a skeleton chicken
I'm
in the front yard.
I'm telling you, you go drive to North Olmsted right now, exit at Stearns on 480,
we don't
go
have these
toward
in Menor.
Lorraine, you will see the skeletal rooster.
We do not have skeletal rooster in Menor.
Skeletal, it's called the Red Shed 6 foot rooster skeleton. I found it.
This actually can't get any better or worse. It's called the Red Shed. The Red Shed roosters are used.
Yes. I found it. It's expensive.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? If you're listening, I apologize. I wasn't expecting to go down this path, but
it's great. Well, this was what happens.
Oh, we'll get that price next.
Isn't that the peacock
Thank you,
sound?
Listener Amy, for the DM. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. She has a picture. That skeletal chicken is large.
It's, I told you.
Like 6 foot tall or something like that.
She sent a picture. She's literally on Stearns Road.
Yeah,
that's
she's
the actual
driving
one.
Past now. This is great. Thank
I love
you, Amy.
It. By the way, I found this. It's at Tractor Supply.
Oh, yeah. What's the price?
Red Shed 6 foot rooster skeleton, $399.99. Not only that, they have... I mean, look, there's a goose, there's an opossum, there's a raccoon, there's a chick. There is a 6 foot horse skeleton.
I want to get these all from my yard.
These are the horse is $599.99.
Who lives in that house? Who owns that?
I don't know.
Who made that purchase and put that out there?
They bring me
I need
joy.
To know.
Like, I love
I know,
it.
I'm not knocking it at all. I've never seen this.
I love seeing it. Christina, by the way, said, I look forward to listening to you guys every morning. I'm literally going to exit on Stearns Road when I get out of work today just to find this rooster. Please, Christina, text us back when you do. You're going to see it and you're going to say, oh, yeah, that is a large skeletal rooster. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.